Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation. Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. This is a podcast where we take the pastor or the preacher from this past Sunday and we just set them aside, ask them a question of what would you talk on if you had a little bit more time. And I am here with
Gus Bird.
And my name is Tyler Henry. So, Pastor Gus, if you had 10 more minutes or so, what would you have kind of went down a rabbit trail or kept talking about a particular little like extra point or something like that?
First, I'd probably start off with nine minutes of awkward silence. So that seems to get people's attention.
We need that.
Now, there's a couple things in this text that it would have been easy to get caught up in and not really serve the topic or the point of the sermon very well. Mm-hmm. One I want to just touch on, again, I'm not going to get very deep, but I just want to throw the things out there, like acknowledge that that's there. And the other one is just more of like, I wanted to hit it hard, but I couldn't given the time constraint. So one, the angel. Yeah, it's right up front. You want to sit there. You want to like.
It's the elephant in the room.
I caught myself doing it. I was probably six Google searches in, and like five commentaries, and I was like, wait a minute, time out. So, if that's you, I get it. I'm right there with you. Hopefully, you consider yourself in good company. The angel, there's a couple theories out there, so again, I want to throw them out there, let you ponder on them, maybe start down your own rabbit trail. So one theory is that this angel was just simply an angel who essentially served as a prophet, because Yahweh's name was with him or in him, depending on how you translate it. And that's simply it. So the angel's purpose was simply to, again, kind of serve as a prophet. When the words that he spoke were to be not admired. What's the word I'm looking for? Admonished. Okay. Adhere to, carry the same authority in your life as if God himself were saying it. Mm-hmm. And again, simply that.
Quite literally, the literal word of God.
Yes. And the other thought process, the other theory out there, is that this was a pre-incarnation Jesus. Jesus appearing on earth before the incarnation. Mm-hmm. And the evidence for that is the fact that he has the ability to forgive sin. Because the text says, do not defy him because he will not forgive your acts of rebellion. So this seems to lend with it that the angel had the ability to forgive sin. Mm-hmm. And that's where people who adhere to this was a pre-incarnate Jesus, that's where they get their evidence from. So especially if you're like reading this and seeing how you know, when Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, it carries the same kind of, it sounds familiar, you know, carefully obey him and do everything I say, you know, what Jesus says, the Father says, kind of, you know, like Father, like Son, kind of thing. So, again, that's out there, you know, if anybody out there wants to talk about it some more. It's a fun topic. And the other thing that I would have probably dug into is God's instruction to basically banish all the inhabitants from the Promised Land. And the reason why I wanted to get into it was because the equivalent to that today is, you could look at it as getting rid of all possibilities or all stumbling blocks in our lives that cause us to sin. You know, there, mm-hmm. there are some people that struggle with pornography constantly or continually, or they are stuck in this sin cycle, who don't want to banish the cell phone, their smartphone, from their life.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they still have access to some sort of electronic media that, that triggers them. Others are, you know, I think, there are other avenues, mm-hmm. but I'll just, I guess I'll stick with that, that, you know, if the Israelites were so serious about following God and remaining and pursuing righteousness and pursuing, you know, heeding God's word to the fullest extent, especially if they're pursuing worshiping him, getting rid of every single Canaanite, Perizzite, mm-hmm. you know, Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites out of the land, like that, they would have chased them down, made sure they were across the border. This is God's land, mm-hmm. not yours. You know, in the same way, we would, if we want to heed God's word, if we want to be God worshipers, we need to be pursuing sin out of our lives, because we are God's people, and there is no room in his family for anything other than righteousness. So, mm-hmm. Again, that's another rabbit hole, but I really wish we had some more time that I could have dug into that and encouraged mm-hmm. and admonished our people to chase down and chase out every little chance of stumbling or these snares. Like the whole snare, the snare kept on snaring me, basically. because the word picture in that, just that one word, you know, it's almost like the I forget the name in Harry Potter when they get stuck in the Chamber of Secrets, the plant that
Devil's Snare. Like, aptly named.
Yeah, right. The more they struggled, the tighter bound, mm-hmm. and it's like if we let things that cause us to sin linger, it's just gonna, and it's gonna snare you. It's gonna wrap you up. It's gonna pull you down, eventually. Like it, mm-hmm. and that's, we grow complacent, and then, well, this is fine. It's been fine for a few months, a year, whatever. And it's gonna pull you down if you don't pursue it out. But I want to put an asterisk there. If that's you, if you're caught in that right now, know that there's always grace for you to come back. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like you're a lost cause. There's His grace is deeper than your sin could ever be. So don't forget His grace. It's for you, and mm-hmm. please come back.
yeah, that's, you know, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. It's on my arm permanently, so I can't ever not be a Harry Potter fan now. But take that, like, using that reference, like, it, I think JK had something going on there, like, almost as if she's referring to something like this. Where, and it just brought to mind the surrender, like, you in the movie and in the book, you literally see them, like, surrender, like, almost like giving themselves into it, but they're surrendering themselves, but when they surrender, they pass through.
Right.
So it's like, what does it look like then for us to
completely surrender to God, and then he's going to bring us through and through that sin on the other side. And if we struggle even further, like on our own accord, then we are just going to be like stuck in that cycle.
Yeah. And I want to be clear that they weren't surrendering to the devil's snare. Mm-hmm. They were surrendering to the instruction that was given about the devil's snare.
Yes.
And that's where they found the peace. And we may be stretching this analogy way too far, but
that is okay.
But, you know, there was instruction about the devil's snare. This is what you do. And the surrender was like, I am going to trust in the word that I was given and rest.
Yeah.
And, and it's kind of cool too that, you know, it's also, you know, light.
Light is what makes it go, right?
Yeah. I can't remember what, there's a technical term for it. But yeah, it's J.K. Rowling. I mean, that's another rabbit hole. Harry Potter and Christology we could go down, but
one of my professors in at Biola had an entire theology based upon Harry Potter. But when you get to know him, it's like it makes sense.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, that's anyway, I'm it's another rabbit hole again.
No, that is totally fine. One of the questions that I had is why would the author of Exodus use words like destroy when it came to the Canaanites? That's one of the things that I hear all the time in the field that I work in, is like, why would God destroy all of the Canaanites if he really loved them? Like, why would the word destroy be used instead of just like, I'm just gonna push them out of the way so they can't get to you?
So we're clear, which verse?
So I'm in verse 23. It's the last couple words. I'm using the New American Standard.
Okay.
So I know the CSB has a slightly different
as I will wording. Wipe them out.
Yeah. Right.
So considering the context, the place where the angel was sent, like what to the purposes that the angel was sent was to protect and to bring, protect them on their way and to bring them into the promised land, right? So the sense of the Hebrew word that is translated will wipe away, in your translation destroy, is to do away with. So in a sense it's banished, it's almost like banishing them out of your care, like they're no longer concerned anymore. So in when you're looking at where they're heading, the promised land, they're not going to pursue them further than they have to. So the boundary of the promised land is, they're no longer, if they're on the other side, I don't care anymore. They're no longer concerned. God's going to do away with them to the point where they're not going to care about them anymore. So I translated that as, it's not a complete annihilation of all the people. It's just getting them, making the promised land to the point where they have no worries, they can rest, they can have peace.
Yeah. Which I think goes even further, like down further, where it's like, hey, I'm not gonna drive them out like all at one time, because they still need to take care of the land, so you're going to benefit from it. So I think it's a really good way to see God using evil things to further his purpose.
And also the fact that God, I mean, there's a sense of sanctification here too, that, you know, if God were to rid all of our sin out of our lives in a blink of an eye, we might crash even harder. But the fact that he's patient with us and grows us into that righteousness and it's okay, it's now time to address this sin. And he banishes that out of our concern. And I'm going to take care of this sin and banishes that out of our concern. Like that progressive sanctification. Yep. Meanwhile, all the while, we are still immediately sanctified, considered holy in the kingdom. Like that, that both and that you get to just relish in and go down another rabbit trail.
I love rabbit trails. Yeah, I know. That's like whenever you brought up the whole angel thing, I'm like, please, please do that. Nope. Like, we need more of like that type of stuff, but that's just my own personal preference. I like rabbit trail sermons.
Yeah.
But that's also just my nature. I'm very like squirrel and I follow the squirrel. So
be cool to have like a rabbit trail sermon like 2 hours after the sermon's over, like, all right, let's go down these rabbit trails and just knock them out. That's kind of what we have this podcast for.
Yeah, that's the beauty of doing something like this. Is you can kind of get to see where you wanted to go, and it's like, okay, where are the rabbit trails that are possible here?
Yeah.
Which ones did I feel free to go down because it did tie into eventually the whole purpose and the point that you're trying to make with the sermon? But also then, where were the ones that just took you off in a left field and it's not really connected to anything, but it's a cool little nugget.
It's still beneficial for the body, so
yeah,
it's good to not ignore it. So
yeah, well, Gus, thank you. Thank you for the sermon, thank you for the service to the church and to the country, and just all the things that you do here. And guys, I just want to remind you that this podcast is supposed to be a supplement to the sermon. It's not a replacement of it. And it's also not a replacement for being involved in your local church. If you don't go to church here and you're looking for a local church within the Williamsport area, we'd love to see you. Come check us out on a Sunday. But if you're not and you're looking for a local church, just go find one. You're going to benefit from it. So guys, this was More Than That, and we will see you next week. Have a good week.
God bless.